Longmont's two activity pools will be closed for a third summer, while hours at other pools operated by the city will be reduced this season due to the ongoing labor shortage. This is the third year in a row that Kanemoto and Roosevelt activity pools will be closed for the summer. Longmont Recreation Program Supervisor Sarah Taylor explained that the pools, which serve younger swimmers, were closed in 2020 due to COVID capacity restrictions, while in 2021 the recreation operating budget was reduced. Quote, dot, dot, dot. Some of the hard choices that were made that year were to not offer the activity pools or rhythm on the river, Taylor said via email. This year, we had allocations to open Kanemoto, but due to not having enough lifeguards and pool managers to keep the Longmont Recreation Center, Centennial Pool and Sunset Pool open as scheduled, we made the choice that we would not open Kanemoto, and put all of our resources into those facilities. Taylor said it takes about 12 lead lifeguards and 8 pool managers to staff both activity pools. She explained that staffing is prioritized at the larger facilities as they appeal to a larger number of community members. Due to the size of the activity pools, and that they are geared for youth 8 and under, not as many people are able to swim at these pools, nor do they want to, Taylor said. The activity pools are really special gems for a small percentage of our community. Along with the continued closures at Kanemoto and Roosevelt activity pools, reduced hours at the Longmont Recreation Center, Centennial Pool and Union Reservoir Swim Beach will go into effect this Friday. We know we're not alone and that this is a trend for community pools across the country, Taylor said. Aurora, Englewood, Broomfield and Boulder all announced reduced pool hours this year, as well. She explained that a further 5 pool managers and at least 4 more senior lifeguards would be required to maintain the safety of patrons at the original 2022 hours. If additional staff members can be hired, pool facilities and swim beach hours will be re-evaluated for expansion, she added. Taylor said that with the ongoing staffing shortage, the Recreation Department is submitting requests for future city budgets to include benefited pool manager positions because of the difficulty to hire, train and retain part-time employees in these roles. If approved, these positions could help with staffing at the activity pools in future summers. Taylor said the Recreation Center felt it adequately met demand last summer despite the closures of the activity pools. Due to the limited amount of people who go to activity pools, both Sunset and the Longmont Recreation Center were able to easily accommodate those swimmers, and no overcrowding was observed, she said. An additional time at Sunset Pool was created to help compensate for not opening the activity pools, geared for youth 4 and under, which was extremely well received, and will be occurring again this summer. She added that even with the rolled back hours this summer, the Recreation Department thinks that there is still plenty of time and space at the pools for everyone to enjoy their summer. Find the changed hours for city pools, including the Memorial Day weekend schedule, at https://www.longmontcolorado.gov/departments/departments-n-z/recreation-services/location/pools. Longmont Recreation is also still recruiting for pool managers and senior lifeguards, having recently received council approval to raise the entry-level pay to $15.50 an hour. The city also offers free certification training, discount recreation passes, flexible schedules and opportunities for recurring summer employment and career advancement within the department. Those interested in a job in aquatics can learn more at www.longmontcolor.gov/jobs or stop by the next Longmont Recreation Job Fair scheduled noon to 1:30 p.m. June 2 at the Recreation Center.